Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 51, presented by Parse Rum, the best rum in the world. And Dakota, did you know that you can go to your local liquor store, you can go to Binny's, you can go to ParseRum.com to get a bottle of Parse, and then you drink it, and then a tree's planted, and everything is great because you're saving the world?
I mean, I have saved, I want to say at least 6 or 7 trees by now, because that's how many bottles, I've planted 6 or 7 trees by now, because that's how many bottles of Parse Rum I've drank. But I did not, I don't have Binny's in Michigan, which is sad. So I don't know where it is in Michigan, to be honest with you.
We should look that up. Maybe for the next episode, we'll find out who the Michigan
distributor. Maybe I'll get our research team on it for the next episode.
I'm going to start this episode with a little game that we like to call Worst and Best. I'll go first so that you guys can have some time to think about it, because I just sprung it on you. It's been a while. We have to give a little shout out to the Short family for worst and best. The worst part of my day was taking out driver on a golf hole. Can't remember what hole it was. Par 5, feeling really good about getting ready to stripe one right down the middle. Topped it. I can't remember the last time I topped a drive. It was.
You actually topped it?
I topped it. Like, dead topped.
You know, if you had your caddy there, I would have been able to fix that like that.
True. My playing partner. Best part of my day was day one of camp. Getting to see everybody, going through all the speeches, all the intros. Nice speech from Rossi. Fire up the guys. Great to be back.
A lot of new faces.
A lot of new faces. All right, who's
nice.
Next?
Nice. I'll go. The worst part of my day was having to say no to golf twice, 2 days in a row. I was so shot after camp today. It was like nothing I don't even know why. It wasn't even that like crazy of a day, but I was just like, literally moving in slow motion as soon as I got done with, like, my last part of the day. And, like, I had two guys ask me if I was playing, and I looked at them dead in the eye and said, I don't have it in me. I can't do it.
Do you think that Arizona or the Florida thick air is getting to you?
Dude, I mean, that's a great point. I would hope not. But it was kind of discouraging. I'm not going to lie.
You've changed.
Oh, I know.
I've never heard of you once turning down golf.
Me either.
Ever.
Like, I've seen you play intense tennis matches in 110 degree heat and still playing golf.
Yeah. I don't really know. I'm telling you, I was just, might have just been the first day jitters. I don't know.
The first day blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part.
I heard those are real.
The best part was, definitely first day of camp with a bunch of new faces. I mean, I didn't know.
Literally all new faces.
Yeah, with the new faces, and you only see a quarter of their face, too, because everybody has masks on.
I hope they bully you.
That's really rude, Dakota.
Well, I mean it. I hope they bully you because you're the new kid, and you get wet willies and wedgies.
When you're only seeing a quarter of somebody's face, even if you've played against them for a long time or like you know who the person is, yep, there is that little bit of doubt that you don't want to hit them with the wrong name or be like, it's
There's one coach that was at the alternate site last year who I kind of got pretty close with. He was a manager, and I would have bet a lot of money that this was this one guy today. I don't even know who the guy, I feel awful. Like, I don't even know who he is. And I went up to him and I hit him on the shoulder and I was just like, that's not you. Say, okay, y'all. I will not be saying hi to anybody else unless they say hi to me first.
You're fired.
God.
Dakota?
The worst part of my day is sitting here listening to you guys complain about having to golf and having to play baseball while it's 20 degrees and there's still 2 feet of snow in Michigan. So cry me a river. I don't think anyone from the Midwest wants to hear it. Okay? So quit your crying. Deal with it.
Not very sensitive of us.
It isn't, because you got to think of the people that are in the cold right now struggling, and you guys, oh, I think the thick, hot air is getting to me. This stinks. Oh, boo-hoo, wah. Grow up. Both of you.
That's rude.
What was the best?
Nora, I hope you're listening, because Dakota has said, I hope he gets bullied.
Guess what? Nora's in the cold, so Nora is listening to you guys say how hot it is down there. Oh, no, and she's sitting here in the cold, too. She probably wishes she was in the warmth, so oops, there's some points for me. Going for three in a row.
You're a bully.
The best part of my day, it was –
Is that good?
Really,
huh?
It was really just a real boring day. I'm going to be honest with you. I guess the best part would have to be my mom made cookies today, so I ate some of those cookies, and they were delicious.
You did eat some of them.
You did eat some. You're fat. Good one. What do you weigh? 120 soaking wet. Shut up. Yeah, that's the best part. So shout out to my mother for the cookies. You don't get any, Zach. Guess what? If you were here, I wouldn't let you eat any.
Dakota, speaking of points, I hope Nora's listening again.
Because you called me fat, so
no,
minus 5 points.
He needs to lose like 5 points.
He needs many points lost for so many different reasons. I could throw a dartboard and find.
Why would I say that Ian needs to lose points?
Because he didn't respond to your texts like three straight days.
Not singular. This
text.
Is a plural.
No, I said texts for like three straight days.
Yeah.
It was literally, you asked him a question for three straight days on the same topic, zero responses, and every time I was like, awkward.
Listen.
No, I'm not going to listen.
I apologize. It's been a busy few days. There's no excuse, but I'm sorry, and I didn't mean it. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me?
We'll see if you change.
He has changed already.
I have not changed. I would never change.
Ian, you know what we should talk about, though? The news of your best friend, who you have admitted on air that you like more than Zach, re-signing with the Cubs. You admitted he's a better teammate than Zach, and you're glad they traded Zach for him.
Yep.
Cameron may have been back with the Cubs.
Are those direct quotes?
Those are direct quotes. I'm sure we could find him in episodes how you said he's like your favorite teammate and – basically like, hell yeah, I'm so glad they traded Zach because now we got Cam here, and I hated Zach and I love Cam.
So I texted Cam when he signed back because I was so excited. And the first thing that he said back to me was, now we'll be able to do an episode. That was the first thing he said. He wants to come on the compound.
I love that, because that's the first thing I texted you when I saw he signed is, we need to have him on now.
I can't wait. He's going to be a great guest. I want to get Nico back on. I want to have Cam on. Maybe try to get some of the new guys on. We're going to start getting players on. We did Jay Hay,
but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it that day.
True. Right. You were not on.
That's why. There's a lot of guys we got to get. You know, Zach, KB's dying to come back. KB loves us.
Loves us.
Zach, what?
Any of your Tigers teammates, like maybe Miguel Cabrera, that you want to interview? Or
if you think that I am not going to try to weasel my way into his pocket and ask him if he can come on the compound, you are sadly mistaken. That has been my goal since I walked into that locker room.
Can we just get like a live feed of his BP and then we can comment on it?
Bro, you should. So we were in the facility on, I think, Saturday for the first time, and he came in the cage after me in the same cage, and like someone was like, hey, I'm going to go throw. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay right here. I'll meet you out there. I literally watched every single one of his swings.
Was it
like an hour? Yeah, it was it's unbelievable. It's just one of your favorite players growing up. It's really weird because I don't think he has any idea if I even exist and me talking about him like this.
There's absolutely no way he knows who you are. No offense.
No.
Just 0%.
No. I mean, I took ground balls next to him the other day, which is pretty cool. But
oh, hey, you're that little guy that was playing second the other day.
What's up, ball boy?
I thought you were like the coach's son and they were letting you take grounders with us.
Nora, this is bullying.
He's sneaky large.
It's not sneaky. The dude is huge.
He is a big human.
Yeah, but no, it was really cool to see him go about his work. And I mean, it was pretty surreal just to A, like I said, take ground balls next to him, and B, watch him hit and do his routine. Dakota, we've talked about Miggy before, just his crazy numbers. I mean, just so slept on. Not even slept on, just like so consistent for so long. It's like the LeBron effect.
Until Mike Trout like came onto the scene and like became Mike Trout, I think it was a pretty, I don't want to say consensus pick, but he's a top three right-handed hitter of all time.
Yes, 100%.
And it's insane.
I was actually like reading to my brother the other day just about his stats, and he was like, wait, he had 140 RBIs one year, and it was just like, yeah, he had like 120.
He got the triple crown.
I know.
That's the most insane like accomplishment I can think of in sports is a triple crown in a season. Like, do you know how good you have to be to hit for the highest average and the most power and drive in the most? Like, that is insane to do that.
Said it before too. He would have more if he didn't play at Comerica too.
Oh God,
yes. He'd have more homers. Yeah.
And
he's so impressive
that he won the MVP that year, that he won the triple crown. And that was the only year that Mike Trout shouldn't have won it. And all the years that Mike Trout's been playing baseball.
Yes, literally. That's the one time where it was fair that Mike Trout didn't win MVP.
Should we?
No offense to every other player.
Yeah, he's just so. Oh, you know what I did see? I saw on MLB Network, you know, they need ratings. You know, they need some controversy. You need to ask some people some questions and make some lists about best players. We might not all agree with them, but it should be unanimous that Mike Trout is the number one player in baseball. For any baseball writer to say otherwise is insane.
Wrong.
And there were multiple guys that were like, somebody had Mike Trout as like three, I think. Somebody had him behind Soto and Mookie Betts. Listen, those guys are incredible baseball players. No question they're top five baseball players in the league. To say that they're better than Trout is pure blasphemy.
I saw tweets saying people were like pissed that Betts was two and Trout was one, and I literally puked all over my phone. Because that's not even a knock on Mookie Betts. That's people really don't understand how good Mike Trout is. He is literally, he's still in the prime of his career. He's what, 29, 28?
Yes.
And he's the best player ever. Like, there's no one that'll tell you he's not the best player. Like, he's literally the best player to ever play the game of baseball.
He's so good.
Been for so long. Like, he's been so good for so long.
And he's still only 28, 29, and he's got 10 more years left.
Speaking of guys that have super long contracts, should we talk about Fernando Tatis?
Yeah, I actually texted him, and he said he's going to give me a bunch of his
money.
Money?
Yeah. We were just
that's nice of him.
Yeah, it was cool. We played against each other like a few games, and he was like, yeah, no doubt, man.
I think that was a great deal for both parties. Like, honestly, if I'm the Padres, like, you locked up your franchise player. What was it, 14 years or 14?
Yeah, 14.
Right? For 340, I mean, obviously 340 million is an absurd number, but it's like the way contracts are trending, 340 might even be a bargain for the Padres.
That's what people were saying, especially when Lindor hits the free agent market, because he's going to get paid. So they're going to compare him most likely to Tatis,
the best player.
He's going to want to get more than that. So if you do it before he signs, it's pretty smart. Like,
and
you
Tatis
said
right now is what, 24, 25?
15.
So you're literally like maybe the last 3 years he'll be in his mid-30s. Like, usually when you see those deals, right, it's like, well, the last three or four is a guy's 39, 40, and it's like, well.
Wait, how old did you say Tatis was?
I guessed 24.
He's 22.
He's 22. Okay, well, he might even get another big contract at the end of this one.
The one thing I don't understand, I love this contract for baseball. I think he's a great player. There's a couple things that are a little crazy. He has not played 162 big league baseball games. Just think about that for a second. And he hasn't even gotten close to hitting the arbitration process yet. So, like, they could technically have paid him league minimum for the next 2 years. So the fact that it's quite a commitment for them to go out and say, look, 340, we're doing it now. We're not even going to wait and see for a couple of years. Like, we're just doing it.
I could be his agent for that. I'd say yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yep. Yeah. What color ink would you like? Yes, we will take that.
I wonder where they start. Like, I wonder when they started negotiating. Were they, like, did they start at, like, 300? Like, where was the number that they were, like?
Yeah.
I always find that interesting. Like, why free agency takes so long if they say, like, this player and so whatever X team are in deep contract talks right now. Like, what are you going over for those last 2 weeks that they're not signed?
Well, there's probably also stuff like,
Right.
Do you want an opt-out clause in there? Right. Trade clause, like that kind of. There's so many like different clauses you can put in, like bonuses if you win MVP, shit like that. I feel like is what makes it so complicated of a process too.
Good for the Padres for going out and paying him, and good for them for spending a ton of money this offseason.
Speaking of contracts, Dakota, can we give a little congratulatory round of applause to Ian?
Thanks, guys.
He's a $4.1 million man.
Yeah, that's a big win for the compound.
It's Ian great because our boss is rich, so now we get bonuses.
And the very generous.
He told us we get 25% each of his contract. So me and Zach rolling in a mill each. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, that's really awesome for you guys. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm pumped up about it.
It was. Ian,
It's
a crazy process, especially this year, because you sit there on a Zoom call for 5 hours.
Oh.
And so that in itself is kind of insane. But it's, you know, it's part of the game. It's an interesting exercise in like the way players are valued and what matters, and like being my first time going through the process, like it's just really fascinating to see all of the little things that go into it. And it almost makes you think like, man, if I would have started that one more game, or if I would have come off the bench for that one more game for its defensive replacement, because there's times during the season when you're like in the middle of a game, especially earlier in my career when I wasn't playing every day, or when I would get an off day and things would happen, and like it's a 7-run ball game in the seventh, and you're like, man, it would kind of be a little bit nice to not go in this game, and then I'll get him tomorrow. And then you get in the game and you're like, all right, I'm in the game. But then you look back on it once you're seeing all these numbers and arbitration, all the stat lines, and you're like, man, I should really want every single one of those games played. Those things are pretty important. And everybody always says it on the bench. Sure, everybody's like, get those games played up. And you never really think about it until you actually go through the process.
Do you speak at all when you're
– No. When you're on Zoom? You just say hello.
I'm guessing your agent does most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, you say hello to the arbitrators, and then you just thank them for their time. And I mean, it's amazing. The system's crazy, but it's amazing that the people who sit through those panels, the three arbitrators, and there's rotating arbitrators, but that they sit there for 5 hours and go through and, you know, look at everything. It's pretty cool that they're, well, I mean, obviously they're paid for it, but that they're willing to do that. So it's a interesting process, and it's nice that they're so dedicated to it. And I'm speaking from like someone who won, so it's a little bit easier for me to say that, I guess.
So you love these are your three new guys. Best friends, like you got these their numbers, awesome. You're like, I love you guys, appreciate it. Do you, or are these like, are arbitrators like do they know baseball, I guess I'm saying, like how do they, obviously they have to know baseball, because I feel like to be able to decide on this, you have to know a lot of what matters baseball wise and what makes someone valuable.
Yeah, I think that they because they do baseball arbitration, so they definitely know the game somewhat. But I think they're really judging the argument based on its merits and trying to, because you know, both sides are arguing the case, and I think they're just trying to judge it on who put together the better case and presentation and made better points along the way. And a lot of it's based on player comp. So a lot of it's like this guy made this much and this is what he did. And I look a lot like him. And that's kind of how the argument's framed. And so for players in general, like advancing salaries is important because, you know, that's hopefully someone next year can use me as a comp, and that would, you know, that's how the game keeps advancing.
What is something that the general, not even the general public, like people when they think of arbitration, that you were even surprised at? What is like something that nobody off the top of your head, if you have anything, that is just like so interesting, a part of that process where you're like, I mean, I did not see or expect this out of arbitration.
Oh, I think the first thing when I was talking to people and friends and people from Texas and like people who don't follow baseball religiously but are baseball fans, what people don't know about the process is that once you go to a hearing, it's one or the other. Like, it's hard if you're not involved with baseball to even think about that. Like, you're going into a courtroom and you're coming out with a yes or no verdict on a big difference in what your salary is going to be. And so every time I would tell somebody that, they would be like, yeah, but you guys will, so the arbitrators would probably like say a number in the middle, right? And that, and it'll be great. And it's like, no. Like, this is it's like a very stressful, and obviously I'd be super grateful for whatever raise, because it's meaningful to get to the arbitration process. Like, it being a big leaguer for 4 years of service time is a big deal. But, you know, that's a huge difference in the salary number, and going into that room and doing that and then waiting 24 hours to get the verdict, like, is a crazy process for that, especially for people in corporate or like any sort of other job to even like conceptualize. It's just, it's bonkers.
That was my next question, was how little did you sleep the night that
Honestly, I slept surprisingly well. And then I flew to Arizona the next day because I was stuck in Texas. As we talked about last week, my flight got canceled Monday and then Wednesday, and I finally flew up Friday. And I actually got the text when I was on the plane. So
that's awesome.
I was like,
and you told the flight attendant to make it. Everybody on this flight, I got their round.
I was like fighting the urge not to run up and down the aisle and high five everybody. I slept fine and I got up for the flight. And then once I got to the airport, because I knew it was going to be coming in the next couple hours, like once I got to the airport, I was starting to get a little fidgety.
Well, that was a great day in general, because that was the same day they signed Maben too. So that was,
yeah. And then they signed Maben in the evening. I got to Arizona. What a day.
You guys woke me up that night talking about it.
Yeah, Zach woke up to our text at like 11.
And then Zach probably responded, and then I didn't respond.
That's exactly.
Literally, that is what happened. Zach asked a question. He woke up to ask you a question, and then you stopped texting, and I was like, this is awkward.
It's just rude what I have to go through. I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Congrats, blah, blah, blah. Like, how was it? Not a word. Not even for 3 days.
It was like three straight days of left on red. And it was so funny to me because I literally was just like, wow, he's not answering again. This is tough.
He's trying to get
also, at the same time, I was like, Zach, maybe take a hint. It's like a girl. Like, you keep texting her. It's maybe she's just not that into you, Zach. Yep.
Well, story of my life, you know.
Is it crazy to see guys that have played for a team for so long in other uniforms? Like, I saw Lester in the Nationals red. I got sad and angry. And then I saw Lindor in the Mets uniform, and him in the blue and orange was a little weird.
I saw Jose Reyes tweeted, though, about Lindor. And it's so, like, it said he was meant to, like, this swag is meant for New York. It was so true. Yeah. Because the picture of Lindor was like, he looks like he's about to hit 400 with 50 homers and 200 RBIs. Like,
yes,
he is built for New York.
So I don't want to put any pressure out there or anything, but after watching Jock's BP, his oppo pop is going to play very well in Wrigley Field.
I suspect he has an unbelievable batting practice.
It's fun to watch.
I thought another weird one, though, I don't know why it was weird to me because he was on the Rangers after the Indians, but seeing Kluber in a Yankees uniform looked really weird to me.
Yeah.
Like that just looked like, I don't know. And you know how they do clean shaven. So it was like clean shaven Kluber on the Yankees just looked a little strange. There was a lot of movement this offseason of like big name guys.
So sneaky that there was. We were all not complaining, but we were like, is baseball going to do anything? And you kind of look back at it, you're like, oh shit, there's a lot of people. More like big names moved, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
It'll be pretty crazy next offseason, I think, because it's a huge free agent class with a ton of big names.
Yeah.
To see the guys in different uniforms and all over the place. It's very nice to be able to talk about baseball again.
Yeah. We back.
I hope that the fans are excited for – we're a week away from games, maybe?
Yep.
Less than a week.
Sunday.
Ian, please know your schedule. Sheesh.
Dakota, I did not respond to your tweet about me swinging and missing, but I will tell the story.
Weird.
I mean, I didn't actually expect you to respond, but it did get a good amount of love on the tweet, so I was all right with it.
I love Dom's response because he defended me with Manny Ramirez.
Well, the best part was, too, is he said, like, the unnamed source wouldn't know this, and I'm like, well, the unnamed source was Ian himself. So, Ian, would you care to tell what happened?
Here's what happened. And I'm not going to make excuses because I was snowed in for a week in Texas, but I get my first BP, first time seeing an arm in a minute, and right-handed first, like, it was okay. It was, you know, I found some barrels. It wasn't terrible. And then left-handed, I got in there, and the first pitch, and Valleco was throwing BP, Zach. He throws some firm batting practice.
I love that.
And so the first pitch he threw me left-handed, when I was hitting left-handed, I swung and missed. Just acted like nothing happened. It was like I just hit a rocket. I just kept going. I actually ended up having a very good batting practice left-handed. But I did swing and miss it first.
I'm not joking. Why not make that part of your routine? The first pitch, if you hit well, why not have just like a – that's what you come back to?
That would be such a sick thing to be known for. Be like, yeah, happy. Yeah, he's all right. But he swings and misses at the first pitch of every bat. Like straight up whiffs it.
Could they use that against you in arbitration?
Maybe.
I'm pissed nobody gave you shit for it. You said nobody made fun of you. I was like, if someone swings and misses,
oh yeah,
like you got to let him hear it. You got to chirp him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was like not a normal beep because it was before we started official workout. So I think guys were just first like seeing each other, talking in the outfield, kind of like didn't see it.
And you just played off. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. I think Rossi was like behind the turtle too. I was like, oh my God.
Did you hit live today?
No, I have live tomorrow off of I don't know who, but I have live tomorrow. I don't know who. I don't know who's pitching, but
so I was talking to Nico today, just about first day, whatever, and he was like, "Yeah, I have 5 live ABs under my belt already, which is kind of nice." I'm like, "Oh, I hit on the field today for the first time and threw across a diamond for the first time in 2 weeks, so that's pretty good."
It's great. I mean, it's crazy just with the COVID protocols.
Yeah,
uniform COVID protocol for the league, but every team is treating it slightly differently. And
right,
like Nico's been here for a while, so he was even, I think he was standing in 2 days. Like I took my first BP and guys went in to do live BPs and I was like, my confidence can't take that hit, so I can't do that yet.
Yeah,
you told them, hey, they're like, hey, Hap, you're up. You're like, you know, now that I think about it, my back's got a little tweak to it. I'll be good to go tomorrow, just give me the day.
I'm excited to get in the box tomorrow. I don't know that it's going to be pretty, but I'm excited for it.
Me too.
You're lucky I'm not there. We need a rematch, though.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about right now? You know what I'm curious about? I just thought of this. Just popped in my head. Who do you think, just a projection, who's getting opening day? Arrieta or Hendricks?
Got to be Hendricks.
Or maybe the no-hitter, Alec Mills. I don't know.
Ooh.
Do the other two have no hitters? Well, Arrieta does, but does Hendricks have no hitter? Don't think so. Might be Millsy.
I am going to say that it's Kyle, it might depend a little bit how the starts and the last starts of spring training line up, but I think that it's Kyle.
I think so too, but I was just curious. Maybe, you know, just no, Arrieta with his, you know.
Especially after last year's opening day.
Before?
A 14 pitch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was the craziest. That was like, hey, welcome to the big – or welcome to the season. Who are you guys playing?
Welcome to 2020. Brewers.
Oh, poor guys.
Before we do screen time, we should talk really quick about the Mariners president, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. If you've seen the video, it's pretty crazy. I think he resigned today. But
he did.
Yeah.
When he said they weren't going to re-sign Kyle Seager – and then Kyle Seager's wife tweeted, should we put our house on the market in Seattle now? Or that was an amazing tweet. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how you would feel as your family being like, been in Seattle for like 8 years, love it here, would love to be a Mariner for life. And they're like, how's that last year?
The whole thing, I don't even know. It was crazy. It was crazy to hear like a real conversation of like, wow, like these things were actually said by the team president about players. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. If you want good coverage on it and some pretty aggressive, hilarious takes, I would say go to the John Boy Media podcasts and Twitter because they have been aggressive. Takes on it.
He made a 17-minute video, like dissecting his whole video and whole speech about it.
Did you see Donaldson's tweet, Ian?
Yeah,
no,
it was unbelievable.
He said, "Thank you, Kevin Mather." I don't know how he pronounced his last name. He goes, "I sincerely mean it. You just said what everyone already knew, but now we at MLB Players have official evidence that is going to help a lot of players. Again, thank you. Bravo." Basically being like, well, you screwed over every other team by saying that.
That was just like a whole thing throughout the union and the owners anyway. Like people were talking about like, you know, they're not paying guys for whatever reason.
It was like the KB thing.
They just denied it, whatever. Like, you know, it was kind of just like an unwritten thing. Like everybody knows it's happening. Just deny it, like whatever. But now it's kind of like, hey guys.
Oh, wait, it's actually happening. We have proof. I literally saw that blow up and I was like, wow.
I told you guys to read the thread. I was like, you guys have to read this.
That was insane.
I need your screen time and I need it now.
Must be nice for Ian. It's only 7:30 where he is. It's 9:30 for me. I'm barely awake right now.
What do we got?
4:12.
Oof. Zach.
4:47.
3:14. That's a huge win.
Oh, you're 2 hours behind us.
Let's not talk semantics. I also have
50 minutes of screen time on my clock, which is what I use to time the kids I'm training. So while I'm bettering the minds of the youth, that's my screen time. Sue me.
Dakota,
sue me
as Dakota and I were fulfilling our Snapchat duties, Dakota was also telling me how excited he was to mold the youth of the children of America. So
I was so pumped.
We have less than a minute left. This episode is brought to you by Parse Rum. Obvious shirts, research team shirts are coming out this week. Get ready for them. We still have big news coming, and I want the fans to tweet at us who they want to come on the podcast during spring training, and then we'll try to get them on. Thank you. Episode 51, Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum, the best rum in the world. Good night.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.